Overheard@McGill.com went online in September. It's basically a haven for eavesdroppers. Every day it posts snippets of conversation overheard on campus. It's inspired by the popular Overheard in New York website. And Yahel Carmon is a student at McGill University and the founder of OverheardAtMcGill.com. And he's joined us this morning. Yahel, good morning. Thanks good morning. For coming in.
Thank you, man.
I just need you to be a little bit closer to the microphone.
Fair
there
enough.
We go. Excellent. How does Overheard at McGill work?
Essentially, you've got a campus downtown with 20,000 undergraduates talking and talking and talking, and not many people really know each other, so you end up having people eavesdropping on each other and hearing the more absurd parts of their conversations. And, you know, there's no real venue to be like, wow, that was the craziest thing I've ever heard. So Overheard at McGill is essentially a venue for people to just submit these things that, you know, they can tell anecdotally, but, you know, there's no real venue for it. And it's really taken off. It's really popular now.
Is it just the undergrads who say absurd things?
Well, the professors have been known to make a cameo or two. If you visit the site, you'll see that there's an entire section for exchanges between professors and students in the lecture setting, in which the professors just say things that are probably not good for their tenure track.
Okay, now you've brought in some highlights of your website, and I'm going to ask you to give us a couple of them.
Indeed.
In your own time right now, so a couple of your favorites.
I've marked a couple. So, a student, is it true that a McGill professor is working on a bunker-busting bomb? Professor, yeah, we've learned that Concordia is up to something in their bunkers. Class, light laughter. Professor, yeah, that's where they're training them to deliver pizza. And the headline we wrote for that, military-industrial complex ain't got nothing on McGill superiority complex.
I love the rivalry between McGill and Concordia. Okay, give us another one.
Guy. Yeah, I hate fighting with my roommate. He's American. It makes him really aggressive. And the headline we wrote for that is, my other roommate's Quebecois. He keeps on trying to start his own apartment.
You've got one more there, too.
And the last one we'll do here is, girl number one is walking quickly while girl two is trying to catch up. Girl two, why are you walking so fast? Girl one, I have to get home in time to watch Grey's Anatomy. Girl two, why? Girl one, I'm applying to med school next year. Girl two, oh my God, you're so going to get in.
That's great.
And the headline is, well, I can't really afford it, so I've been watching The Bachelorette just in case.
Yeah, because I think that's part of Medicine 101 is watching Grey's Anatomy. Listen, why did you start this website?
Essentially, I'm from New York, and I was a big fan of Overheard in New York. You know, New York's this amazing setting where you'll have like 90-year-old grandmothers and 25-year-old thugs and 19-year-old hipsters on the same subway train and have these sort of strange interchanges. And I found that especially in Montreal, the same is true when you have different languages and people from different countries and cultures. There really wasn't a venue for it. So I'd be walking in the street and I'd hear it and I'd be like, man, I totally have the skills, you know, the web skills necessary to make this site. I should do it. Why not? And it's just been a ton of fun.
Were you surprised by the richness of the subject matter?
Oh, when I initially began the website, I thought I would get maybe 2 quotes a week. And as time went on, I realized that I couldn't even post them fast enough to keep up with the amount of traffic. I have at least 300 quotes just sitting in a repository waiting to be posted.
How does it work, first of all? How do people, if they want to submit something, how do you decide which ones to put on?
Well, when people submit, there's a link on our website with very big letters. It says submit a quote. And they submit what they heard. Maybe they'll suggest a headline and where they overheard it. And every day, me and a friend of mine, Alex, will meet up and we'll sit down and we'll talk about, okay, I like this quote. Let's work on this. We'll come up with, you know, what angle can we poke fun at it from, and we'll post it. We'll typically post on your average day 3 to 5 quotes.
Do you ever get any feedback from people who feel they shouldn't have been in? Do they recognize themselves and then feel they shouldn't have been written up?
In fact, about twice a week we'll get a quote in which someone will be like, oh my God, that was me. And the reaction is typically more, oh my God, I'm a minor celebrity, instead, oh my God, my privacy has been violated by someone who apparently was listening to my conversation and I had no idea.
You're a celebrity maker. Listen, there's themes. I see recurring themes. I mean, we mentioned the rivalry between McGill and Concordia and the superiority complex you gave as one of the good ones that comes out of McGill University quite a lot. How about some Valentine's themes one? What have you got here that kind of falls into the realm of love? There was one from a drunken party, wasn't there?
There's
Number 22?
Number 22. Oh, yeah. Would you like me to read it?
Sure. Go ahead.
Guy and a girl kissing against the wall at a bar named Biftek. Guy, I've been lying to you. My name isn't really John. Incredibly drunk girl hanging on him. It's okay. I forgot what your name was anyway. And then they pause and then they continue to kiss.
Okay, a couple more and then we'll close it down and send you on your way. But this is pretty fun.
Okay. This is actually a favorite of mine in the sense that we have three or four that are similar to this. Girl one, yeah, there's no turning right on red lights on the island. Girl two, but what island? Girl one, Montreal. Girl two, Montreal's an island?
Excellent.
Another good one is at the Bell Center at a hockey game.
These are university students, of course.
Yes, yes. Young child. Daddy, what are they singing? Anglophone father. Oh, don't worry. It's probably a French thing while they're singing Olé, Olé, Olé. Here's another good one. Frustrated girl. Yeah, my roommates are really angering me right now. It says something worse than that. I'm the only one who does any chores. If it was up to them, our garbage would just sit in the pile in the hall. Other friend. Oh, my God. I know what you mean. Like, I'm always the one who has to write the check for the cleaning lady.
Oh, my God, Yahel, those are so funny. Thank you very much for coming in.
And thank you so much for having me.
It's so let's just remind people of where they can go to get this stuff. You can check it out at where?
At www.overheardatmcgill.com. And you can read our quotes. They're categorized. And you can even buy a few T-shirts and apparel.
Fantastic. Yahel Carmon, he's a student at McGill University. He's the founder of Overheard at McGill.com. Overheard at McGill.com, all one word.
Yes.
And there's also a French version of this sort of thing for Greater Montreal. It's called Entendu at Montréal. And we'll put the web addresses on the website. Yahel, thanks very much. And happy Valentine's Day.
You as well.